Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. What a great week to get out in the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make reservations. Special to this month in the garden is the Lunar New Year celebration each weekend. Make sure to check the website for all the information about the activities. Many will be located in the upper meadow where the gardens bordering the meadow are alive with blooms. See the wonderful Baja pitcher sage or Lepchenia hastata, a lovely California native plant that will spread to about 6 feet wide by rhizome. It will form a wide thicket of beautiful large gray-green and somewhat hairy arrow-shaped leaves. In summer and fall, the Baja pitcher sage sends up tall spikes of fragrant magenta-colored flowers. This plant is great for a water-wise garden and will also withstand frost down to about 15 degrees. Newly planted in the borders is some really sweet Lavandula dentata, or French lavender. While not quite as fragrant as some of the other lavenders and not used as a culinary herb, the French lavender is a gardener's favorite for its feathery foliage, and in a warm climate like ours, it will bloom all year long. If you catch a sweet scent floating on the air, then look no farther than the tall osmanthus fragrance trees that form the back wall of the planted border around the upper meadow. These trees are native to Asia, and the flowers are used to flavor teas and sweet desserts, as well as being used in perfume making. In China, the sweet osmanthus trees are part of the mythology surrounding the moon. Also looking lovely this time of year are the big clumps of bright white and green calla lilies growing in the partial shade. As you leave the upper meadow and walk through the geometric garden beds, you can see that a whole new look is coming for the springtime. Not to spoil the wonderful surprises coming your way, you'll notice that there are tall trellises with chicken wire barriers around the bottom. What will need this much protection? I promise the surprise will be worth the wait. Heading into the plantings at Dottie's Dining, you'll see the giant honeyflower plants are beginning to bloom. These are Melianthus major and grow to an easy 6 to 10 feet tall with a very open growth habit. The leaves are a bright light green and unfurl with a bit of drama, while the deep red, almost brown, foot-long flowers are beautiful and full of nectar. However, if you're thinking of planting giant honeyflower in your garden, keep in mind that all parts of this plant are poisonous to man and beast. Just next to the honeyflowers is the little kitchen garden full of chard. This little plot of ground just shows you how valuable a garden of kitchen greens can be in our Mediterranean climate. It can supply you with green veggies pretty much year-round, and this is another spot where a lovely scent floats on the air. It's coming from the jasmine polyanthem vine growing to the right side of Dottie's. Commonly known as pink jasmine, these strong evergreen vines are a very early and vigorous bloomer. As you leave the picnic area, see the lovely pink breath of heaven blooming along the paved path on the way to the tram stop. Behind the tram stop is a garden area of lovely California natives and some other drought-tolerant plants. Right now, it's the laurestinus that's beginning to bloom. This is a plant that grows throughout the garden. It generally grows as a bush, but it can get up to 20 feet tall. Some large bushes can be found along the right side of Lakeview Lane. This plant is native to the Mediterranean climate areas of Europe and Africa and is somewhat salt and drought-tolerant. Now, on your way there, see the dramatic green goddess calla lilies blooming under the magnolia tree at the intersection of Tram Road and Lakeview Lane. Of note, in the aloe garden just outside the shady walk-through tree, and then also planted in the cactus collection, is the red aloe. These blooms are really, truly red. If you walk around Tram Road to the Overlook, there's an incredible mound of candelabra aloe or aloe arborescence in bloom. On the way there, make sure to see the sapphire dragon tree. There's a small one that's blooming just past Phoebe's Meadow, but the larger one on the left side of Tram Road has yet to bloom. It's really worth the wait for these violet-colored blooms, as the lovely fragrance will scent the air for weeks. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.